Chara Torres-Balesi teaches courses in election and constitutional law at Stetson University College of Law. She said minorities are likely to be affected by side effects of the new voting law, including disenfranchisement.
If you move locations in the U.S., it is very easy to disenfranchise yourself. Because if you move a district line over a district line, then you can't vote in your old district. You don't live there. And if you didn't re-register in your new district, you can't vote there either.
Torres-Balesi believes the law targets a population that includes many people who do not own a vehicle and have a difficult time getting to the polls. Since the law prohibits early voting on the Sunday before Election Day, Torres-Balesi thinks it could end church efforts to shuttle congregations to the polls.
This is a day when communities of worship had organized what is known as Souls to the Polls efforts. So on the Sunday before an election, you would finish up with church, and then sometimes there would be church vans right there, and you would go to the early voting location in your Florida community. That is no longer an option under this new law.
At a book signing in Tampa yesterday, former Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio shared her thoughts on the new voting law.
I think that voter registration and the voting process should always be made easier at all times for everyone. And one of the great, changes in election laws over the years has been early voting. Frankly, if we had had early voting in 2000, we would not have had the butterfly ballot debacle and other things that led to erroneous voting, because that problem would have been ascertained 2 weeks before Election Day and could have been fixed.
Florida's new election law isn't the only obstacle for voters. Torres-Balesi said large corporations have a disproportionate influence on political advertising and can find loopholes to hide their involvement from the public. That's because of last year's landmark Supreme Court decision in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission.
It can be a $1 million ad, and it is perfectly legal right now to list zero donors. So the public can tell that there are all of these new political ads, and they can tell who the last person in the daisy chain is, but they cannot trace it to its original source.
You can find more information on the new Florida voting law on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Pinellas Park for WMNF News, I'm Jean-Henry Telsey.